Normal equine estrus cycle is said to be 21 to 22 days long, as defined by intervals between ovulations. The duration of estrus, however, can vary, but diestrus is a fairly consistent 14 days. Estrus is the time of sexual receptivity in the mare, and the mares are termed hot, in, or standing. We also call it the follicular phase, as the overt signs of estrus are attributable to the estrogen produced by the follicle on the ovary. The duration of estrus is normally considered to be about 7 days. However, estrus actually becomes shorter during the peak of the cycling season. During estrus, the mare will show interest in the stallion, seek the stallion out, move her ears forward, elevate her tail, squat to urinate, which we call breaking down, and evert the clitoris, called winking, and the mare will also accept the stallion for breeding. Ovulation is often said to occur 2 days before the mare goes out of estrus. A much better way to say it is, the mare goes out of estrus 1 to 2 days after ovulation. Diestrus in the mare is predominated by the progesterone produced by the corpus luteum. These mares are called cold, or out, or in the luteal phase. The duration of diestrus is a very consistent 14 to 15 days. When counting days in a mare's cycle, it is best to start counting the day the mare goes out of heat and count forward 14 days to predict when she will come into the next heat. This way you can anticipate when the next heat will be much better than counting the traditional 21 days. Diestrus, the mare will reject the stallion advances by pinning her ears back and kicking at the stallion. Remember, in the mare there is really no metestrus or proestrus during the equine estrus cycle. During the cycle, follicle-stimulating hormone, or FSH, is responsible for the growth of new follicles. In the mare, there are 1 to 2 waves of follicular growth that occur, much like the cow. Inhibin, produced by the follicle, inhibits further FSH production. LH, or luteinizing hormone, rises at the beginning of estrus and, unlike in other species, actually peaks 2 days after ovulation in the mare. Progesterone is from the transformed granulosa cells and rises after ovulation. It is the dominant hormone of diestrus. Prostaglandin is produced by the endometrium and enters the systemic circulation via the AV or lymphatic transfer. Prostaglandin that causes lysis of the mature corpus luteum. The mature corpus luteum is responsive to prostaglandin about 5 days after ovulation. Remember, if the endometrium is damaged, there may be no prostaglandin production, so the mare may not return to estrus regularly. Also, prostaglandin can be released by things such as cervical stimulation, intrauterine infusions, biopsy, culture, or endometritis. This will also result in a premature return to estrus when the CL is lysed.